Feedback, two totally different people. Thank you for publishing Anne Edward Cannon's fiction Camp Star, June 1996. I could really relate to the story because of the situation I have with my father. In our ward, he has been the scoutmaster and bishop. Through those years, ward members would come up to me and say, "Oh, you look just like your father," or "I am so glad to see you walk in your father's footsteps." It would make me cringe inside. I didn't like the way my father acted or looked, and I definitely didn't want to walk in my father's footsteps. My father and I are two totally different people, and I hated it when my father would act different when we were at a meeting, a function, or a camping trip. I felt embarrassed when I was with him. I acted like the character Wendy in the story, and I understood how Wendy felt when her mother acted like a maniac. When I read the ending of the story, I felt hopeful and comforted. I haven't solved my problem yet, but I am more patient and forgiving when it comes to my father making me feel embarrassed. Thanks for publishing this story. It has really helped me. Name withheld. A good change. A while ago, I wrote to you complaining about the lack of scriptural photos in the new era. I'm not sure if my previous letter was responsible for the change I have seen in the magazine these past few months, but I think the number of scriptural photos has increased. I've used several photographs with these sacred biblical and Book of Mormon scenes to create two book covers for my seminary scriptures. Thank you for publishing a beautiful magazine. Megan Pace, La Crucis, New Mexico. Enjoyed every edition. I would like to express my appreciation for the new era. I've been getting the magazine for about 4 years, and I have enjoyed every edition. I think the new era is a great testimony builder and missionary tool. Thank you for the time and effort you put into this magazine. Kami Clark, Grants Pass, Oregon. Still reading. When I was a youth reading the new era, I never found the courage to write to the magazine. Now I'm a newlywed, and I still enjoy reading and learning from the new era. Thank you for an excellent magazine. Whitney Abrams, Tempe, Arizona. Enjoying Christmas. Thank you so much for Papa's song in the December 1995 issue. As I read it, I let my tears flow because that story really touched my heart. It made me realize how important it is to enjoy every Christmas, because there will be one day when we will not be there, and those memories will be the most precious thing we have. As I read that story, I closed my eyes and imagined my last night in heaven. Like the girl's father in the story, my heavenly father was rocking me in his arms, and the angels were singing the song of the story. I read that story almost every night, and it makes me remember how important it is to do the right things so I can someday be back in his presence to be in my heavenly father's arms. Elizabeth Padilla, Maguayez, Puerto Rico. End of the section, feedback.